morning, everybody. Hope you guys had an awesome rest and blessed time with family. And those of you that are still on holiday, that you are enjoying spending time with your family and friends. I'd just like to open up in prayer this morning before I get to the announcements. Thank you, Father God, for the time that we've had to rest in you, Lord, the time that we've had to spend time with our friends, Lord, but most of all, the time that we've had to spend with you, Father, to build relationship with you, Lord, Lord, without other distractions, Father God. And we just want to ask, Lord, that as we go through your word this morning, Father God, that you just root it within us, Lord, and Lord, that it will be able to form pillars in your kingdom, Father, for this year ahead. And we ask this today in Jesus' name. Amen. So I would like to say good morning to all of you, those of you that are online and those of you that are here live joining us today, that you guys would have a little bit of a touch from the word of Jesus today, from the living word, that as we go through this word today, that it will just touch your hearts. And those of you that are joining us for the first time, would you mind, please, to just fill in a visitor's form for us? We would really like to get in touch with you, and we'd really like to pray with you, and we'd really like to build connection with you. I would also like to just make you aware that our first live meeting will be on the 16th of January, 2022, this year. Woohoo! Happy New Year, everybody. And once again, please take time to spend with your family and your friends while you have the opportunity to do so, and visit one another. You know, let's build relationship and let's build a connection with the body of Christ when we have the opportunity to do so. And that, with that being said, you know, we might not be able to do tithes and offerings live, but I'd like to ask you guys, there will be a message coming up onto your screen now. If you could please do your tithes and offerings in that manner for us. The offering is apostolic giving. And I want to encourage you guys, as we give into the kingdom of the Lord, and as we give into the works that he has planned, he blesses us. So I want to encourage you guys to please do so as you feel led by the Lord. Amen. So we are going to work, we are going to move into a time of worship now. And I want to ask you guys, you know, let's, even while we're sitting at home, let's just enter in and let's worship our Lord with all our hearts, with all our strength, as we are at home, and put the distractions aside and let's just focus on that worship with him. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we can worship you. You've put us here this morning, that we can and praise you and worship you, God. We thank you for the day in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Did you feel the darkness tremble? All the
join in one song. All the streams flow as one river to wash away our brokenness.
It's God. You wash away our brokenness, Lord.
And we can see that God is moving. The time of jubilee is coming. When young and old return to Jesus. Bring wide your heavenly gates. Prepare the way, for there is the Lord. Open up the doors. Let the music play. Let the street resound with singing.
You give us our joy, God.
Songs that bring you hope. Songs that bring your joy. Dancers who dance upon injustice.
Lord, help me now to face this battle. My strength has failed. My eyes can't see through the waves of doubt that take me under. In the chaos, I hear you speak. Be still and know. Still and know that you are enough, and though my heart is racing, still you're in control. Be still and know that you are my God. You brought me rest in times of struggle. Your feet, a storm in me that I can't wrestle, is calmed when I hear you speak. Be still and know that you are my God. Be still and know that you are enough, and though my heart is racing, still you're in control. Be still and know that you are my God. You are faithful, and your love endures forever. Yes, your love endures forever. You are able. Stand forever, yes, in you I stand forever. You are faithful, and your love endures forever. Yes, your love endures forever. You are able, and in you I stand forever. Yes, in you I stand forever. Still and know that you are my God. Be still and know that you are enough, and though my heart is racing, still you're in control. Be still and know that you are my God. Be still and know that you are my
Spirit.
of the Lord is now. There is liberty for the Spirit lives inside of me. Where the Spirit of the Lord is now, there is liberty. There is liberty. There is liberty. For freedom you set me free. Yes, I am free. You rewrote my name. You shackled my shame. You opened my eyes to see that I am free. The Spirit of the world comes to kill me and enslave me, I will say, there is liberty. For the chains of sin once entangled me have been broken, now I'm singing cause I'm free. There is liberty. There is liberty. Yes, there is liberty. For freedom you set me free. Yes, yes, I am free indeed. You rewrote my name. You shackled my shame. You opened my eyes to see that I am free. Storm rolled in, it was dark in the land. The Son of Man was crucified. You don't take his life, he laid it down to pay the price, to shed his blood. It is done, the veils are torn, he has won, and I am free, yes I am free, oh I am free, for freedom you set me free, yes I am. Shackled my shame, you opened my eyes to see freedom. You set me free. Yes, I am free. You rewrote my name, shackled my shame. You opened my eyes to see that I am free.
Darkest
Everything good comes from you, Father of light. Your love will always pierce through the darkest night. Love is a voice, love is a name. It's Jesus, the love is a light. Fill in my eyes, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, your love is a voice, love is a name. From you, Father of light, your love will always pierce through the darkest night. Yo,
guys, you know, to enter into that worship of the Lord, it really refreshes us, it renews us. And as we go into the message this morning, we are going to be speaking about speaking life into every situation and speaking life into the new year. You know, we've gone through a time where we are distracted, where what's happening around us causes us to speak death. You know, the world speaks about being positive or negative, and we speak about speaking life or death. And today I'm going to be speaking about speaking life or death. And you know what? We're going to be taking the living word of God, and we are going to be speaking life into every situation and every stage of our lives this year. I want to encourage you guys to make sure that you're speaking life into every situation, regardless of how bad that situation might seem, regardless of what's going on around you. We're going to be going through some of the Word of God, and I'm going to be expanding on it a little bit so that you can understand when you use the Word, how and what an impact it'll have in your life. Amen. So just before we get into that, I just want to pray again. Thank you, Father God, that as we go into your word, Lord, and as we speak about your word, Father God, Lord, that you will just open and expand it for us, Father, that the Holy Spirit will give us a supernatural understanding of your word today, Lord. Lord, that as we go into this new year ahead of us, Father, Lord, that you'll just help us, Father God, to take this word, Lord, and to change the situations around us. We ask that today in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to be starting off with Isaiah 61, verse 7. And you know, God's people will rejoice at God's great blessings. So are we ready to rejoice at his great blessings that he has for us? So it says there, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall receive their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. In this year, we want everlasting joy to be ours. And how do we get that? We get that by taking the word of God And by using the Word of God and by speaking it out over our lives, over our situations, over our family. And you know, when we look at it, it says there, no more shame. Now you shall have double honor. No more confusion. There's so much confusion in the world today. Now they shall rejoice in their portion. And indeed, everlasting joy shall be theirs. A joy that can never be taken away when it is rooted in the living Word of God. When it is rooted in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, how often, without thinking about it, do we speak death into a situation or into life? You know, just the slip of a tongue. And the tongue is a dangerous weapon, people. We are so quick to turn our attention to what the world is saying and to voice our opinion on what's going on. Instead of taking what is happening and speaking the Word of God over that situation. Speaking life. You know, be it for our country or Eskom, what are the words that come out of our mouths? Is it life or is it death? But especially our lives. You know, what's coming out of our mouths for our lives? You know, I'm also to blame for not speaking life into my life. Often I get asked, you know, how are you doing? Now I'm tired. Whereas it should be, you know what, I'm rested in the Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And yet, we turn to what the world generally, are you tired, you're working too hard, this and that. Yes, we all work hard. But we gain our rest from the Lord. And we speak life into our situations. Amen. So I want to move on to Isaiah 61, 10 to 11. And you know, it says there, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the earth brings forth its buds, and as the garden causes things that are sown into it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Are we speaking this word over ourselves? Are we speaking this word over our nation? You know, I'm just taking some of the Word of God, and I'm just expanding a little bit on it so you guys can understand the power within which we have in the Word of God, the living Word of God. And it is only living when we speak it, when we speak it over situations. You know, the blessed one's joy isn't in the blessing itself, but in the Lord. So where Paul writes, rejoice in the Lord always, again I say, rejoice. So what are we rejoicing in? Are we waiting for the Lord to bless us so we can rejoice in the blessing we receive? Or are we rejoicing in the Lord regardless? And are we speaking life into our situations regardless of what we see? Regardless of what we hear? You know, the granting of salvation and righteousness to God's people is represented by the picture of clothing. As we have read here, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation, and he has covered me with a robe of righteousness. Take that word, people, and speak it. Speak it of your lives daily. Speak it of your situations daily. You know, the blessing of God grows. It isn't manufactured. It grows. Even as the earth brings forth its bud, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. You know, we can never make something grow. No one can get inside of a seed and turn on the genetic component that makes that seed spring forth and bud. The blessing of life and growth is miraculous within that seed. But we can provide the right environment for the seed to bud, grow, and be fruitful. That's also how we receive and flourish in God's blessing. We can't make or manufacture them, but we can put our hearts and minds in the right environments of faith, fellowship, and obedience to see the blessing spring forth, grow, and flourish. Are we taking this word and are we speaking it out? Are we creating an environment where it can grow in our lives? Where it can be nourished in our lives? Or are we using this tongue to kill it before it even starts to grow? We know that the heart overflows through the mouth, and our voice indicates our heart condition. You know, listen to that a little bit. Our voice indicates our heart condition. So what is the condition of our heart? Because what we say is showing those around us, and especially our Lord Jesus Christ, what our condition of our heart is. We look at Matthew 12, 33 to 37. It says there, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. And I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Come on, people. Listen to what it is saying here. By our words, we are either justified or condemned. We need to watch what we say. That's why I say, when the living word of God is here, it overflows through our lips, out of our mouths. If we go to Song of Solomon 4 verse 3, your lips are like a scarlet thread, and your mouth is lovely, and your cheeks like halves of a pomegranate behind your veil. The bride of Jesus must be portrayed with grace and beauty on their tongues and lips. We are the bride. So do we have beauty and do we have grace on our tongues and on our lips? We're going to move on to 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. I quite enjoy this verse, and it says here, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. God has not given me a spirit of fear. And I'm going to open this up a little bit. You know, Timothy knew the fear he sometimes felt. We all feel it sometimes. And God wanted Timothy to know that this fear wasn't from God. God has not given us a spirit of fear. That's written in his word. He has not given us a spirit of fear. That's what he's telling us. We all face situations where we feel timid and afraid. You know, for some, it's speaking in front of others. Others are afraid of confrontation. Others are being made to look foolish. And others are afraid of rejection. We all deal with fear. But we take this word and we speak it over that situation. And the first step of in dealing with such fear is to understand that they are not from God. Do you understand that? Fear is not from God. It is a significant step to say, this isn't God making me feel like this. God hasn't given me this. Perhaps it's from my personality. Perhaps it's a weakness of the flesh. Or perhaps it's a demonic attack. But it isn't from God. Because it says in his word, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Let's stand on that word. Let's take that word. Let's speak that word over every situation we face where we are facing fear. God has given us a spirit of power. And when we do his work, proclaim his word, represent his kingdom, we have all his power supporting us. We are safe in his hands. God has given us a spirit of love. And this tells us a lot about the power he has given us. Many think of power in terms of how much we can control others. That's how the world teaches us. But Jesus' power was expressed in how much we can love and serve others. Gave us an example, people. On the night before the cross, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and what did he do with all that power? He humbled himself and washed his disciples' feet. You know, we see that God has given us a sound mind. And the ancient Greek word here had the idea of a calm, self-controlled mind. In contrast to the panic and confusion that rushes in when we are in a fearful situation. I'm sure for a lot of you this year has been like that. And how many of you have taken this word? Spoken it over this year. Spoken it over what has happened in this year. I think all of us fall short. But we need to be taking this word and speaking it over our situations, over the circumstances, even over our government. We do not need to accept what God has not given us, which is the spirit of fear. And we do need to humbly receive and walk in what he has given us. And that is a spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. You know, Paul wrote this to Timothy because boldness matters. It matters. Without it, we can't fulfill God's purpose for our lives. God's purpose Paul is more than making money, being entertained, and being comfortable. It is for each of us to use the gifts he gives to touch his people and help a needy world. Especially now. How needy is this world that we are facing today? Fear and timidity will keep us from using the gifts God gives. And God wants us each to take his power, his love, and his calm thinking and overcome fear to be used of him with all the gifts he gives us. Once again, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Take the word, people. Speak it. Speak it over your life. Speak it over the situations you face. We're going to move on to Romans 8, 31. And it says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Who? When then shall we say to these things, if God is for us, who can be against us? Our weak hearts are prone to legalism, unbelief, and we receive these words with difficulty. God is for us. You know, I think in some aspects we find it hard to take this, apply it, and with faith stand there knowing that God is for us. Some of us tend to speak it, but not stand in faith. You know, God is for us, and we seem to think that we have failed Him, but He is still for us. You know, we are ignorant sometimes, but He is still for us. And we have not yet brought much fruit before Him, but He is still for us. Regardless of how we see ourselves, people, God is still for us. And you must remember, God is only for us if we are reconciled to Him through Jesus Christ. You know, we see who can be against us. Likewise, despite the suffering we face, if God is for them, what does it matter if anybody is against us? You know, one person plus God makes an unconquerable majority. Picture that. Picture that. You and God makes an unconquerable majority. It cannot be denied that for those who are in Jesus Christ, God is for them. Now, if we move on to Romans 8, 32, this is the evidence that God is for us, and that is the gift of Jesus Christ. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? If the Father already gave His ultimate gift, how can we think that He won't give us the smaller gifts? You know, that's like jaw-dropping. Really jaw-dropping. And I want to just touch on a few other verses. Luke 8:11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. When we speak the word, that seed can grow. If we are not speaking the word, it will not grow in our lives. Ephesians 6:17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Are you leaving your sword here? Or are you taking it out and using it? A gun that is not loaded cannot be used. A sword that is still in its sheath is useless. Are we taking that word and are we using it? And then Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing the division of the soul and of the spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Remember that the living word of God is active. It is active, people. When you speak it out, it is active in your lives. And I would like to encourage you to spend time in the word and to also take the living word of God and speak life into all situations in this year we face ahead of us. It's going to be a fruitful year. Are we ready to speak life? And I want to draw your attention to one last thing before I close. When we have a look at what happened to the 12 spies, Moses sent out 12. And 2 gave positive feedback. And 10 negative. 2 spoke life. 10 spoke death. Numbers 14:28. Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord, what you have said in my hearing, I will do to you. This is our Lord speaking to these people, eh? And what they have said and what he has heard, he will do unto them. So 2 received what they had spoken. And the rest never received it. They received what they spoke. So as we go into this year, as we take the living word of God, speak life into your situations. Speak life into the things around you. Speak life into your family, into your kids' lives, into your work situations, into the country, into whatever's happening. Speak life. Because as we hear in Numbers, or as we have read 9 Numbers, the Lord hears, and he will do. So let's be obedient to that. And let's use this for the glory of God, and only for the glory of God. Amen. For those of you that do not know our Lord Jesus Christ, that has not given your heart to our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to pray with you today. And I want to ask you that you repeat after me. Thank you, Lord, that as I have heard your message, Father, I want to ask you, Lord, to live within me. I want to give my life to you today, Father, as a living sacrifice. Lord, I want to bring glory to your name in everything that I do and say. And I ask, Father God, that you live within me. Lord, that I can live a life that is worthy of you, Father. And Lord, that you guide me, Father, in everything that I do. And thank you, Father God, for the blessing to be able to invite you into my heart. The blessing that I'm asking for today, Father, that you are living within me. And I just want to ask, Father, that in everything I do is to bring glory to your name, Father. Everything that I say is to bring glory to your name going forth. That the old is dead, and that it's only you going forward. We ask this today in Jesus' name. Amen. And for those of you that have prayer requests, please send them to us so that we can have a look at them and we can pray for you. We would really like to be praying for you guys, and we would really like to be speaking the living word of God over your lives. Amen. Thank you, people.
Hi, I'm Mark Goodfellow. I'm the lead elder of Church on the Way. I want to introduce us as a church to you, who we are. I want to tell you that we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we want to make him known throughout the earth. We want to work with God the Holy Spirit as he leads us and guides us in endeavoring to do this. We want to just tell you that we're a family that works together. We're united as one. We're on a journey to fulfill the purposes of God in our life. And we encourage you, as we have this pioneering heart, to go to the nations and to preach this gospel, not only in our nation of South Africa, but the nations of the earth, to reach out with the good news that we find in Jesus Christ. So in this process, we really do believe that we are a church on the go. We are on this journey, this adventure together. We don't have all the answers, but we do know who has the answer, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So come and join us as we work together and we work on this journey to fulfill his plans and purposes for our lives. God bless you.